sheds off and comes into Thompson Creek and comes around that way.
Well, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's parting line, maybe water from the other side, but I couldn't swear to it as far as swearing to it, then, but I've been told that all my days. That's with of course, that's not all the water. Maybe it'll be a low streak in there that'll, behind the courthouse, it's, you know, a skilly in there. Around Woodville, and maybe a streak in that draining toward that way, and then it might be a streak over here draining toward Thompson Creek. But Thompson Creek begins up there more or less, and the Big Bicep Creek does too. It gets up big, but I don't think it ever gets up quite as big. It gets out of its banks. When it gets out of its banks, it can cover a whole lot of territory.
Yeah.
You haven't been up to Angola.
I was up there just a bit a minute ago, but I didn't stop. I went through it.
You've been up there?
Yes.
Well, you know where you cross a big bridge down here after you leave 61?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen water over that highway there, just the other side of the creek and all around there. And you look down there and just walk. Small stream down there.
That's Thompson Creek, right?
No, no, that's Big Bicep Creek. You see,
I thought you said Big Bicep Creek emptied up above the
Fairland. Yeah,
the Fairland.
Well, that's this way. You cross Big Bicep Creek going to Angola. Ain't the way you can get there unless you fly.
Oh yeah, but I was talking about this. I was talking about this right down here. On
this stream here? Yeah. No, this goes into Thompson Creek.
I see. What was that there, that stream?
How's that?
What was that stream there?
This you're talking about right here?
Yeah.
Well, it's no name, whatever.
Yeah.
We only have our running natural running streams named.
Yeah.
And
what about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They don't run all the way up where they begin, at the headings.
Uh-huh.
All these little streams. Well, even Thompson Creek doesn't. Big Bicep Creek doesn't. But then it has pretty, both of them have got a pretty good fall to them, you know. And consequently, it has to be pretty high up to for the water to shed off. But...
You got places where the say water will stand a good bit of the year, just stand maybe in woods or.
Well, we have down on the in the what they call the river bottoms. They have quite a few places like that, you know, roundabout lakes like, you know.
Yeah.
A
place that might have water in it a lot of time, or sometime it'll dry up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just like our artificial ponds are around here, you know. We build our little ponds, and then they're not a mighty big pond, well, they real dry summer. Well, I've seen plenty of them go dry, you know. We'd have to go to these little streams.
Yeah.
The streams is. They keep running. I've seen them getting pretty low, further down. In other words, you take right up here above me here. You know where you turn here?
Yes.
Come in here from the Park Road. Well, if you go on that about a half mile, you'd cross this little creek of Hammer Creek there. What they call Hammer Creek. Well, it.